It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode 91 of the Taking Notes Podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
And today's short episode of the Taking Notes Podcast involves a discussion we had with some fine folks at Team Studio. We spoke with Craig Schumann, Vice President of Development, and Scott Johnson, Vice President of Marketing. Julian, why did we talk to the Team Studio guys?
Well, once again this year, they are having the Team Studio Spotlight Awards, which is a kind of an independent award for really, really cool Lotus Notes and Domino applications. So, you know, Lotus has their Beacon Awards, and so there's that at Lotusphere. But Team Studio also sponsors their own awards for just anyone who's developed a really interesting Lotus Notes or Domino application. And you can enter the contest and win some cool prizes. And it's just a good way of getting recognized for having developed something interesting in Notes.
Mm-hmm. And when Julian meant interesting, you know, Julian and myself were judges in the contest last year, and we are this year, along with some other people who you can read about at teamstudio.com. But it was really cool. You know, we saw, I won't tell you how many apps, but it was over 30 that really did things with Notes, Domino, Blackberries, you name it, that really, truly were amazing. You know, stuff that I personally haven't seen before. I don't know about you, Julian, because you're super genius.
It was all new to me, too. There's some interesting things that people do with Notes that just never get outside the sort of the corporate walls. No one ever sees it. And this is a way to get some recognition for having developed something interesting. Mm-hmm. So
it's a short podcast. Have a listen. Provide any feedback in the comments, because I know that Scott and Craig will be monitoring the comments at takingnotespodcast.com. And we hope you enjoy the info they provide and that you get your entry in by December 23rd, right?
Yes, hurry up.
All right, hurry up. So I'd like to welcome Scott Johnson and Craig Schumann to the Taking Notes Podcast from Team Studio. Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. Scott is the Vice President of Marketing for Team Studio. And sitting next to Scott is Craig Schumann, Vice President of Development for Team Studio. Craig, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sitting across from Scott.
Well, I can't see that far away. Then again, I can't see that close either. So why are we here today, guys?
Well, we're here to talk about the second annual Spotlight Awards for the greatest Notes applications.
So, you know, let's jump right into the, you know, talking about the Spotlight Awards. What were you guys hoping to achieve by sponsoring the Spotlight Awards last year?
Well, as we are busy selling Team Studio products into Note shops, developing and supporting applications built on Notes, we discovered that there just wasn't a lot of information about what people are doing with these applications. So, for instance, we would talk to our account managers or our technical directors about these applications, and we frequently got an answer of, gee, I really don't know what they're building in this particular organization. And not only did we not know what they were building, what kinds of applications we were building, we had no idea if they were simple applications, complex applications, if they were for one or two users, or if they were for 10,000 users. And as we started asking around others in the Notes community, we discovered that was a pretty common response, that people generally knew what they did and what their application was, but that was kind of the end of it. So it seemed like a great opportunity for Team Studio to sponsor some way, and the contest seemed to be a great way of getting a lot more news out there about what people are doing with these Notes applications, because there are some incredible things being done that I think very few people recognize, one, are being done, or in some cases even thought could be done using Notes as their application development environment.
Well, last year I think you got, there were at least, you know, there were a lot of entries. I can't remember the number, but I remember, I guess, seeing the list, and there were a lot of people that entered last year. What was there anything that really sort of stood out from the applications and the entries that were submitted last time?
I think that the number of entries kind of surprised us. We really didn't know what to expect when we started this thing, and the number of entries, the places in the world where they were coming from. We had entries from all over the world, doing anything from CRM apps to integration with tools that probably no one ever expected Notes to be integrated with. So I thought that really impressed me.
Mm-hmm. So what was, like, if you had to pick one or two or three things that really just surprised you about the way that Notes was being used, you know, what are some of those? What are some of those ways?
Well, I thought that just from sheer shock value, I thought that the app that integrated with Autodesk was really just sort of cool, and that sort of stuck out as just something that never even occurred to me that you would tie those two things together, and just the way that they were able to get it to work just was very impressive.
What about another one, Craig?
There was another one, a BlackBerry app that the cool thing about that was that it was almost like a competition between the Notes guys and the I think it was .NET that were both competing to create this app, and the Notes guys got it done in a couple days, and the .NET guys hadn't even got around to, you know, figuring out where to start. The speed at which they could get a completely usable app out was pretty impressive.
Yeah. Well, and for someone like me who's been developing Notes applications for a long time, you know, kind of like you said with the Autodesk one, the things that are really surprising are the times when I guess someone is using Notes really not as just a Notes application, but they're just kind of breaking down all these weird boundaries that you never thought about using Notes for, right?
And it wasn't even that Notes was integrated with Autodesk, but it was Autodesk was pulling Notes data into it. And that's something you don't see that often, especially with, you know, just some of the things that IBM talk about. Obviously, they talk how Notes can integrate with other things, but you don't see how open Notes is and how easy it is to get at that data.
Right. Well, and just to make sure that people don't think that we're, you know, trying to limit the applications for this year, you know, what kinds of things are you looking for this year? Certainly integration stories. What other kinds of applications should people submit?
I think that it's the everyday stuff. The stuff that I think Notes does best is integrate itself into your daily work, so you don't even really notice you're using it. Yet without it, you wouldn't be able to do your job. So things that automate your day, or that make your day that much easier just because you have Notes, and, you know, it hides itself in the background.
That's not to say that, you know, we don't want to see Notes as a visible part of the application, but rather the idea that from a business perspective, it's not about whether this is built in Notes or something else. It's about helping me do my job better. And those are the applications that I think we found so impressive, is that there were so many of them that you didn't necessarily even notice what the technology was. You just noticed that it helped you do the job so much better.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of application specifically are you guys looking for people to submit to the contest?
Right, and how are they judged? I think it's kind of fair to say, you know, not only let's get some good applications in, but people, I think, need to know on what basis they're getting judged by.
Yep. Well, it depends on how much money you send along with the submission.
Exactly.
In the judging process. but no, the things we use to sort of judge these are sort of the complexity of the app itself and what it's attempting to do, the amount of automation that they were able to achieve with the application. If it's really just a data entry front end, it's probably not as it won't be as impressive as, say, something that does the data entry on its own. The size of the user community is also important, and it's not that we're looking for specifically apps from Fortune 500 companies that serve 10,000 users, but the size of the user community should be related to the size of the development effort and stuff like that. The amount of value it brings to the business, is this the app that the company runs on, and without the app, the company wouldn't exist? Those are key points. And then just the creativity of the design itself. How is it just a plain vanilla Notes app, or did the development team or developer really go beyond what you might expect a Notes app to either do or look like?
Right. And also, what can people win? Why would they be entering this in the first place, besides the obvious fame and glory?
Well, the fame and glory is the reason I would expect anyone to want to enter this. I mean, that's what it's all about. But as just a little sort of secondary offer, we are offering Team Studio products. So for the first prize, we're offering one configured software product with the installation at one site. So we'll send a technical person out to install it, provide training, and depending on what the tool is, that might be 1 or 2 days. And then, of course, the big win in that is we're also giving that winner an iPod Touch. So that's probably the real draw. They will also, the first prize winner also receives, with the one configured software product, the complete suite of Team Studio tools. So there are 8 of those products that we are including, which include Analyzer, Chow, Configurator, Delta, Design Manager, Profiler, Snapper, and Validator. And the second prize is the complete suite of tools, again, those 8 that I just listed. And then third prize is the ability to select one of those tools for your efforts.
Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of things. Last year, you guys had a boatload of entries, didn't you?
We did. I think we had over 35 entries, and the 35 entries were the ones that met the criteria, meaning, they were able to provide the short write-ups that we needed, some screenshots, they were able to demo the products upon request and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a couple of contests out, in the industry and surrounding Lotus. How would you think this contest stands out from some of the others?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that our intention with this contest is to really find the most outstanding Notes-based applications. This is not sort of a way to highlight Team Studio capabilities or Team Studio products. So, we don't want to find winners and then be able to say, well, they never would have been able to do that if they weren't using Team Studio Chow. The idea is we really want to find those outstanding applications. So in many cases, the companies haven't used any Team Studio products in developing or supporting their applications, and that's perfectly fine. That it has absolutely nothing to do with our requirements. We are not looking for them to integrate in with certain other products that we are interested in promoting. Or for that matter, Craig mentioned the application that was integrated with a CAD application, that we don't care what that application is. We don't care whose it is. So in many cases, it's you know, well, we don't really want to talk about another vendor's CAD application because we have one, so we probably don't want to promote that. In our case, the idea that Team Studio is sponsoring it is little more than, you know, having a logo on somebody's shirt. That, yeah, that's there, but this is not about Team Studio. This is about Notes and the great applications that people can build. And then I suppose the other thing that stands out is we make sure that all the winners are prominently featured in Domino Power during February. So, you know, that's a little extra bonus for them, too.
Well, plus there's an awards dinner.
Well, there's that. Tuesday night we have the Team Studio welcome reception and awards dinner, where we will certainly announce the winners of the contest and present them with their appropriate prizes and so on. And we hope that we get a lot of people to attend again this year as we did last year. It was great.
Yeah. Now, in terms of encouraging people to enter, just if they're not sure, they're kind of on the fence. They're like, well, you know, I like the prizes. I'm not really sure about my application. What would you say in terms of why you should enter and what you need to put on your application? And by application, I don't mean database. I mean the form that you would fill out or the pages that you would write to describe what you're submitting.
Well, I think it can, you know, there might be some, you know, some ego involved. You know, a lot of people don't get the recognition that they probably deserve, and this is a chance to get that recognition, both in the sort of Notes community as a whole and internally in their own organization. There's a lot of companies right now that are thinking about their investment in Notes, and this is a way to highlight internally how Notes is providing value. So it's a great way to just to get these certain possibly lesser known things more visibility.
Okay, and for the entry to the contest, do you want like a 30-page,
40.
The Word document full of screenshots, or an email, or how do I go about entering the contest, and what kinds of things are you looking for in the entry that are gonna get people noticed?
Yeah, but you can't enter, Julian.
Well, I can't, that's sort of the royal we, maybe, not the we including me.
So how do the royal we get started with their application to submit an entry for the Spotlight Awards, guys?
Well, it's actually fairly simple. There's a requirement to write up a summary of what the application does. We're asking for something to be 500 words or less, just so the judges can get through them all. That's kind of an onerous task if they submit 30-page submissions. And that 500 words, it's really important that you highlight what's exciting about the application. I think we did have a small number of submissions last year where we read the write-up, we tried to understand what the application did, and quite frankly, we didn't feel like we really knew enough about the application to know if that was a potentially winning application or not. And that really is the bar, because there just simply isn't time to go through, you know, 50 applications and get full demos of them to see if those in fact are the top application. So in order to make the short list, you really do have to have a nice write-up. That write-up can also include screenshots and then a caption under each of the screenshots to describe what that's doing. So it's not just your ability to write, you know, a nice couple of paragraphs. You can use the screenshots to help you with that. But that's sort of critical to get to that short list. And then, Craig, I don't remember, did we have about 10 that we actually saw or tried to schedule demos with, or was it five? Okay, five of them. So, you see, that's really important that summary be really crystal clear in terms of what the qualities of the application are, so that you can make that short list and then have the opportunity to demonstrate the application and let it shine in that fashion.
Right. And it does have to be a working application.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just one thing, guys. Is it a pure Notes application, or can it be a Domino application as well?
It can be anything where Notes is the without Notes, if you can take Notes out of the picture and it still works, then it's probably not a candidate.
Okay.
Or Domino, either way.
And the place to go for people to find out more about what we just talked about and to get their entry in, you know, all the things they need, where can they find that?
Well, the easiest way is probably just to go to the teamstudio.com website, and at the bottom of the homepage there is a short paragraph that will link directly to the detailed contest page, giving you all the requirements and the email address and everything that you need is located there.
Okay. Craig, you want to add anything or any suggestions as parting words for the Taking Notes audience regarding the Spotlight Awards? I'll put you on the spot.
Yes. Enter.
Enter now. And the deadline, guys, is when?
December 23rd.
Okay. And again, it's fairly easy to get an entry in. You know, we know you guys and girls out there have a lot of notes applications that you've written. A lot of them, the world has no idea all the cool stuff that you can do with Notes and Domino. So, you know, again, last year some of the award entries, like Craig and Scott and Jillian talked about, involved things like CAD applications, Blackberries, you name it. I mean, the entries really span the gamut of what, how would you say it, beyond what you think that the classic notes application can do. So get your entries in. Scott, any parting words from your end?
Well, I guess the big thing is don't be too shy about that. I know a lot of people kind of, oh, shucks, it's nothing. I just did this over a weekend kind of attitude about their skills and ability. But this is an opportunity to, you know, get it out there and give yourself some credit. So not the time to be modest, and we'll take care of tooting your horn. You don't have to worry about it.
That's why Jillian and I have a podcast.
Perfect.
Okay.
All about the horn tooting.
It's all about the horn tooting. Now, Jillian, any last questions for the guys?
No. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing what actually comes in, because like you guys said, last year it was very impressive, the things that some people are doing out there with Notes and Domino technologies. Well, guys, I think that's a good summary. I hope that you guys get a lot of entries this year again. And we've got links on the website to not only the Team Studio site, but also the brochure that you need to look at to find out how to enter. And thank you so much for taking the time to be on the call. Scott, Craig, see you guys later.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good. We'll see you in January.
Excellent. Take care.
Take care.